All right, so hi everybody, it's Michelle, and today is March the 3rd, 2020, and it is our fourth call in the Abundance Series. We're going to begin as we always do in Shavasana. So, and this may mean something different to you now. There's a larger context for this practice since we just did our Yoga for Entrepreneurs full day just less than 2 weeks ago now, so not that long ago. So today we dove into a deep dive Shavasana and other postures as well that day. Today, Shavasana. So find a comfortable place to begin, always lying down if you can. If not, you can do a seated meditation. And if you're driving, please pull over. Please be safe. Don't do Shavasana. Don't meditate while you're driving. Make sure there's space around you. So space and quiet to the best of your ability where you are. Can you close the door if you have one where you are? Can you make sure that there are no props, no pieces of furniture bumping into you? And remember that the practice is a metaphor. So are you making space here? Are you making space for yourself in your life and in your company? Are you tolerating the little things? My back's not quite comfortable. I don't feel quite good. Or are you paying attention to the details? And then what we learn on the yoga mat in Shavasana has a ripple effect out into our businesses and into our lives. So lying on your back, make space through the low back, then release the legs to a space where they're an even distance apart, equidistant from the center line. Relax the legs. Dig the elbows into the floor, lift and open the heart center any amount. Often we think we're opening the heart center, but we're just kind of, sort of. And then we bring a kind of, sort of energy into the rest of what we do. Dig the elbows in, open the chest, shoulder blades move into the back, bottom tips of the shoulder blades move in, let the heart center be open, let the shoulders be relaxed. Then release the arms to the floor. The arms are in a low V, palms up position. And then let the arms relax. Let the legs relax and softly close the eyes. Feel the breath here. Notice what the breath is like today. And as we find stillness, the breath begins to settle down into our own natural breath rhythm. What's the breath feel like today? This practice of Shavasana calls us into presence, into this moment here and now. How's the breath? Have you noticed it even at all today? Or is this your first moment of touching the breath? It's your first moment, no judgment, just be with the breath now. Is it high in the chest or low in the belly? Is it ragged or smooth? What's your breath like today, here and now? Shavasana is the seemingly simplest of postures. We are lying there breathing, but there's so much to it. Because what's happening with the mind? Yoga is about the mind. Chittavritti Nirodha. We learned that at the Yoga for Entrepreneurs Day. Definition of yoga. Yoga is the stilling of the fluctuations of consciousness. Yoga is stopping all that mind stuff so we can have clarity of thought and action. So we're not caught in the past or the future. We're not stuck somewhere. We can be here where our entire life is lived, this moment. Always this moment. So if you find your mind wandering, as mind will, gently without judgment, that is the practice over and over again, coming back to the breath. How soon can you notice the mind wandering? Has it taken you away for a minute? Has it taken you away for several minutes, a few seconds, a second, a moment? How soon, how mindful are you of what's going on in your mind? So that as soon as a thought is just in its beginnings, can you not even be curious about what it is? It doesn't even matter. It's so not important right now. Letting that thought release as soon as you notice its emergence and coming back to the breath occupying your full attention. Be curious about the breath, like the curiosity of a child. Watch the breath. What else could use releasing with the breath? Are you holding tension anywhere? Are you hanging on to thoughts? Let the exhalation allow you to simply let go. With each exhalation, so that there is one pointed focus. Just this movement of this breath here and now. Letting go of Shavasana just as easily as you came into it. Knowing soon you'll be coming out, it just begins with a thought. Soon you will move. Separating out thought and action. Can we have that thought? Soon I'm going to move and nothing changes. Just a thought. And allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the breath. Draw the knees to the chest. Give yourself a big hug. Roll over onto the right side. Support your head with your upper arm and wait. Can you wait without a quality of waiting, wondering what's happening next, needing to move forward into the next moment, into the future, waiting, being in that in-between space where much of our lives are lived? Just being. And softly open the eyes, keeping the gaze toward the floor. Use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. Turning to our virtual circle. Camera on whenever possible. Training presence, training being seen, training non-multitasking. One pointed attention, training, hi Teresa, training the trust that those other things will wait, they will have their time. That alone if we did nothing on the call, but only that, that would accomplish so much for our companies, that repeated practice. Remember the start of the abundance series, that repeated practice of, I'm just doing this now. So let's hear from one or two of you. What did you love this time training? You know, what we focus on expands. I'm always looking at what I love, looking at what I love. I'm going to see more of what I love here in my company and in my life. What did you love in this practice today? What did you notice today? We'd like to go first. Steve, thank you.
Well, I came into this pretty anxious because somehow I didn't miss the fact that this was going to be 2 hours later. And I'm only going to be able to be here for the first half hour because I have something going on. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to find the call from last time and it's not posted and just all sorts of things were just like this. And
thank you for letting me know. Let me make a note that should have been posted. Sorry, it wasn't.
I sent an email to Amy and Emily. So
you already did. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, yep. So there's all this stuff rattling around in my head, and I got to the point where I was so relaxed that I almost fell asleep. And that hasn't happened to me before in the Shavasana. It used to happen to me all the time when I was meditating, but it was really an important time for me to just let it all go.
Fantastic, Steve. And I love that observation, how quickly we can go from anxious to so relaxed, almost asleep. This is a powerful, powerful practice. Walking onto stage, meeting that important client, meeting with our team, meeting with our family because maybe we're away or we're planning a trip or whatever it is. And that ability to shift like that and then move into the next segment of our lives, tremendous. Thank you for sharing that. Love it. Yes. Who would like to share next? Let's hear from one more of you. What did you love this time? Yeah, thanks, Mary Kay.
I went really deep, really fast. And the exciting thing to me was being that deep, I could still hear and process your voice.
Beautiful. Love it. One of the reasons for that too is when we really are entering into that state of Shavasana, it's very different than couch potato. So in the West, we tend to have like couch potato, my body's not moving and my brain is fuzz. Or I'm like Steve was as he walked in, I'm frantic and energized and my brain is like this and I'm moving. But we don't cultivate a state in the West. It's not our norm in our culture to cultivate a state of the body completely released and the mind one-pointed. It's just not what we tend to do in the West. And so when we have the body just at ease and the mind truly one-pointed, we are so much more attuned to everything. So so able to go deep, but still hear the voice with clarity. Beautiful. And again, each practice is going to be different, but this reminds me of many years ago. I don't know if you've heard this story before or not, but it's when my daughter was small and I was at the gym. I was doing sit-ups or something in the corner and all of a sudden I heard this weird sound. I didn't hear it for long, but it felt like a long time. It probably was just a second or two. I'm like, what's that sound? I looked up and I saw a man on a bike who was like collapsed, like something was wrong. And so immediately, you know, sometimes we think yogis are just off in the corner and they don't really get anything done. But yogis are the first to also be able to not react, but choose and act and make a difference. So And does it always happen to me? No, but did it happen to me that time? Yes. So there's a bunch of people in the gym. I see that guy. The first thing I think is we need the staff here. I run over to the front desk. I say, there's a man having a heart attack in the gym, and call 911. I get her calling 911. I come back and I'm back. And this is like quite a ways away. I come back and nobody's even moved. Nobody's done anything. So I'm like, we got to get this guy off the bike. And there's these big guys just standing around. They're just like, so we get the guy off the bike. We start him breathing. And a few minutes later, the fire, all the emergency people come. They come within minutes and the guy lives. So we think sometimes, well, I can't just spend this time quietly because I need to be doing what they're doing, all this stuff. But I cultivate that quiet attention. I can hear the voice. I can go deep, like Mary Kay said, and then still hear the voice. I'm actually cultivating a capacity to be more alert and more awake and able to make appropriate choices when whatever is going on. The yogi is and that Shavasana cultivates that. You don't have to call yourself a yogi, right? But the one who goes inside and takes that time, as we do that here, so much more able to be the, first to pull the fire alarm or get people out of a burning building or actually act in appropriate ways that don't waste energy, that get to the core of what we want. So thank you, Mary Kay. Just going deep and still aware. Really beautiful. Yes. I would love to hear from one more of you. I'm just feeling it today that there's somebody out there who's like, wow, the birds were singing and the angels came in and went really deep, really fast, and anxiety went away. That might not have been your experience today. Everyone's experience is different. Was there anybody who's like, wow, my mind just wouldn't settle today? I just want to honor that too. Anybody who's going like, wow, anyone want to share? Just making a space.
I'll share something. This is Wendy. I'm trying to turn up my video.
Thanks, Wendy.
I feel like my life right now is in commotion because I'm in the middle of moving houses.
And,
I'm so grateful for all these practices because I'm starting to see them like take place in my everyday life.
Mm.
I had a 3.5-year-old today that was screaming bloody murder at me. And as that energy comes at you, like you kind of want to react in the same energy. But today I just sat with her quietly and I just went inward and I just breathed. And I was like, this has nothing to do with me. This has everything to do with her having her experience. And it doesn't mean anything about me as a mom. And I just was able to stay really calm with her, even though she was really upset. So just grateful to see things coming to place in real life.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I knew there was another story. They wanted to be heard here. Didn't know exactly what it was. I could just feel it. 3.5-year-old having a hissy fit, right? And you detached from that and then able to act in a way that actually calms the situation, that actually keeps your center. And you know, it's not just our 3.5-year-olds that act that way. Sometimes it's a team member. Sometimes it's a little kid within ourselves. Sometimes it's that never happens. No. Sometimes it's a client. Sometimes it's a mentor. Sometimes it's a family member. Sometimes it's a ripple effect in an audience when we're walking on stage. That capacity is phenomenal. We want to find the words to say it. We want to find an empowering story that will take our companies to the next level. Having that capacity, it's beautiful. It's grounding. It changes everything. Fantastic. Thank you, Wendy. So glad you shared. All right. Anything burning to be said without which we cannot go forward? Okay, thank you. So just a couple of, I know some of you, this is a different time than we usually meet. Thank you for being here, whether you're here live or listening in the recording. As I mentioned, I think before the recording, I had a root canal that had to happen. It was the only time the doctor could see me. And in the interest of, I can't teach you extreme self-care. I can't teach you ahimsa, nonviolence, non-harming if I'm violent to myself. So I had to change the call. Thank you for your patience with that. And thank you for being here. And if you need to leave early or whatever it is, no worries. The recording will be there for you. So a couple of public service announcements. So just about what's coming up on our campus. So next week, we have you have a call with Marie on March the 12th. It's a 1-hour Q&A call. And man, Marie is just a phenomenal soul. She's so filled with wisdom and light. She knows, she's been working with these teachings for many, many years. And I was just talking to her yesterday, and she just hears a whole different way than most people on this planet as well. And so, so excited for you. This is a bonus to your program. It's not, we haven't announced it anywhere. We're just giving that to you. So March 12th at our usual time, 12:30 Mountain Time. And then we have a week where we do not meet. And then the next call is our call, Abundance, our last call in the Abundance series is March the 26th. And then the following week, we start the Letting Go series, all right? So just a reminder about calls that are coming up. We've got three calls in all this month. And so you can use that time, remember, always when we've got a space. I really strongly encourage you, keep that block, that Thursday, 12:30 Mountain Time block on your calendar. It's not always going to be that time, but that's our usual time. Keep it for connection calls. Keep it for catching up with calls that you may have missed or going back to ones that you want to do a deeper dive in. Keep it for those, remember those inspired actions. Well, when we name the inspired actions at the end of the call, it's just the first thing I'm going to do. What else is my go forward plan? What do I want to actually do with this that I'm learning to bring it out into the world? And so you can use that week where we don't have a call for all those purposes. You can meet with your small group. You can meet with your buddy. You can post on Facebook. You can reply and help people out on Facebook. You can seek help there. You can dive in with all those different ways to get the, I just want you to squeeze all the juice out of everything that we're doing here through this year. And that's what I would be doing in that that week when there's a space. And I just want to mention too, why there's that space. So I am off grid through a good chunk of March. So if you don't hear right back from me, please forgive me and I will get back to you as soon as I can. All right. And always remember, if you want me to see something, post it on Facebook and then tag me and text me. If you don't text me, I might not see it till much later. So Steve, for instance, you tagged me and I just saw it. I saw it yesterday. Hadn't seen it before, but tagging and texting me, I will see it much sooner. And so I am on a cruise. I thought a lot about it with coronavirus going around, but it's in the Caribbean. And I'm working in my business, and I encourage you to take that time. We do that in this community for you in Mexico, for instance, right? Taking time working in your business, on your business, not in your business. So I'm doing that. I encourage you to do that. So it's a deep, deep dive where I do a year's worth of envisioning of creating the next level. Programs get created next level for you while I'm just on a cruise with needs being taken care of and with an accountability partner. So I'm away for a while. Sometimes I'm even off grid. I don't have access. When I have access, I'll come back and see you. Canada doesn't have a great plan for texting if you don't have an iPhone. So if you text me, I might send you a Facebook note back, right? Because you know, we have ridiculous phone plans in Canada, and I'd rather not waste, 60 cents a text, because I could use that for, buy my daughter a coffee, or I could use that for, to purchase a massage so that I can be more relaxed, so I can be with you. I can use that to hire another person that will help serve and support you. So you might text me, I might text you back once. If you got an iPhone, no problem. If you don't, you might be hearing from me through Facebook. Facebook Messenger, right? Because I don't have a good Canada-US plan or of course, Australia, right? If you're in Canada, no problem, I can reach you. Let me see, what else? After that, I'm on a full week yoga retreat, which I need to keep up my certification in yoga in order to teach you. I need to work with my teachers. It's a requirement or I lose my certification. So I'm off grid for another week. And then I'm with my parents in Puerto Vallarta. They are getting older. They're in their 80s. It might be the last chance that they can go to Puerto Vallarta. They've been going for over 20 years and I've always been there with them. And they need me, and Yvonne from our community is going to be there as well, just taking care of them and keeping them safe. So you will be able to get reach me as, here and there through that time. And we have three calls this week this month to serve and support you. But if it takes a little longer for me to get back to you, please forgive me. If it's urgent, reach out to me. Let me know. Let the team know. You guys have my time and focused attention and energy. All right. So if anybody has access, it's you guys. And I'm going to be teaching you. The next time I'm teaching you is from Puerto Vallarta. So I'll be teaching you from there. Kind of nice. Looking forward to our time together in Mexico. So that's it about what's coming up. The dates again are on your calendar. And anything else? Right, of course. We are still in the midst of the game. We have one more day. Tomorrow, midnight, is our deadline, right? I don't even know how many wins we have. And so I would love for somebody to step up, because it's like how you do anything is how you do anything, right? How you do anything is how you do everything. And you can practice your leadership skills in the next 24 hours here, and it'll take you about 5 minutes maybe. Because we need somebody, and it's always been somebody from the community who's always stepped forward for many, many years. Somebody always has. We need a tally. We don't even know how many we have. Are we going to cross the finish line? I have no idea. I know of maybe at least four. I think we've got at least four. We got till tomorrow to make it to eight. Yeah, I know, right? So I don't even know how many we had. Steve, you're raising your hand.
Yeah, I posted that I got one yesterday.
Yes, fantastic. Congratulations. Freaking awesome. So I think we have at least five. I think we're trying to get to eight. Now, I want you to know, and I could be wrong. I'm not even sure how many. So first, I would like a volunteer who's going to do your best over the next 24 hours. What are you doing in your company? Put that energy over here. How you're playing is how you're playing, right? And I know it's like, well, I got at least 10,000 other things to do. It might take you 5 minutes. And you get a chance to be a leader on our campus, right? So who would like to post? All you got to do is post a note and try to find out how many wins are there, and are people hiding their wins? Some of you, I know one of them, I don't think they've even announced to anybody here, but they told me. So who's willing to make a post on our Facebook page and say, hey guys, how many wins? I know of Steve's because he mentioned it on the call. I know of Mary Kay, she mentioned it on the call, whatever, like who else has had that high ticket win? Who else has got that person in their downline? Who would like to post that so we can tally it by tomorrow, by the end of tomorrow? Who's willing to step up and take 5 minutes? It's just a post. When you're a leader too, you don't need to take the full responsibility. Let other people step up too to help you out. It's their job to post. It's not all up to you. Thank you, Mary Kay. Awesome. Thank you so much for stepping up to do that. So a post like, hey, how many wins do we have? I know of this one. I know of that one. What else have we got? So we've got five, I think, maybe. We're looking for eight. And then the really cool thing is, so it's midnight tomorrow. We will tally it and talk about it and connect with it over it on our March 26th call. So by then, that's when we're going to want to know, and we're going to take stock and see what happened and kind of debrief, all right? We're not debriefing now. We're still on the court. And I want you to notice how you're playing here too. When I say, well, we've got maybe five, we're looking for eight, it's tomorrow. What happened inside you? Who wants to share? Because many different things could have happened inside you. Did you notice your immediate reaction to that? Did you have a reaction? Are you noticing what's going on inside your mind? Maybe no reaction. Maybe you just heard it and no reaction. Yeah, Mary Kay, thank you.
I want to get another one, but I don't have anybody in the works between now and tomorrow night.
Right. Yeah. So just like, quiet, focused attention on, wow, I want to get another one. And I want to, so thank you for that, Mary Kay. I want to remind you, Christina, I've mentioned her name a number of times. I think this high ticket retreat, I've mentioned her more times than I ever have before. But she's such a great role model for that. She's like, she didn't have a program. She'd never done anything like it before. She thought that, well, I'm going to make this plan to make this plan to do this too, so that down the way 6 months from now, I can have somebody that I can serve. And the next day she had that her first high ticket client, and she was working in a barbershop. So what might be possible for each of you now? I mean, there's nobody that I know of right now, but she did it. And if we have and sometimes we go, she did it. Yeah, but you don't understand, Michelle. There's this and this and that in the way. Write that stuff down. It's really good to know what your editor is saying. Here's all the reasons that I'm arguing against me being able to do it. That stuff is gold, because that probably is in your way in other places as well. Does that make sense? If you get that makes sense. If it's happening here, it just might be happening elsewhere in your company. Raise your hand if you get that. Yeah, thank you. So don't listen to those thoughts. Don't take them at their surface, at their face value, but write them down, because you want to know that shape of your editor, right? Steve, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard somebody refer to those as ants, automatic negative thoughts.
Yes, yes.
And they're all over, they're creepy and they're crawly, and you have to, and you write them down, and then you ask yourself, is it true? most of the time they're not.
Absolutely. I've heard it called different things. You know, for me, it's the editor. I've heard it called the itty bitty shitty committee. Have you heard that before? I was like, whatever you want to call it. But those old stories, like, they don't serve us. They come from somebody else. They do, you know, that, and that is what what Shavasana is aiming to do, is like, stop all that stuff. Cut that out, have clarity of mind so that I take inspired, appropriate actions, right? And so was there anybody, and you don't have to raise your hand anytime, but if you want to, it's helpful, such a truthfulness, right? Anybody who thought, well, that's impossible, that's not, anybody have a little bit of that going on, either for you or for the community? No, yes, okay, thank you, Barb, honesty, right? Satya, just notice that. If it's happening here, it's probably happening in your company. What I'm most interested in the game is, what can we notice from here that will skyrocket your company? So great notice, right? Did anybody go, well, we might cross the line. Somebody else will probably do it. Did anybody have that thought? Be honest, you might not have even noticed you had that thought. But if you had that thought, raise your hand. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. Barb's are like super honest. Either the super honest one or just happens to be the one with those thoughts today, right? Anybody think, I would, but I've got all this other stuff I've got to do, so of course it can't be me. Raise your hand. Thank you for that honesty. Like, can you see if we kept going? Yes, thank you, Sergio, Toddy, thank you. And if that's happening now, when else is that happening in your company? Because I got all this stuff to do. Well, if we're not making offers, if we're not closing sales, we don't have a company. So what are these, all these other things? Just notice without judgment, no judgment. It's like, oh no, just notice there's gold here. All right. Anybody think, wow, I never thought of it. And I forgot even that it's tomorrow, but I'm going to go and see who I can have a conversation with, because I have today and tomorrow, and what I do is going to make a difference for the rest of my year. What I know to be possible, what I do right now, will just gonna shape. So I'm gonna go find Steve. Your hand was up, yeah. So that I will go find that person and have at least one conversation. Like, hands up again. Who's in that camp? Yeah, fantastic, right? And who is thinking? Let me see. Well, there was, well, I would, but there, I've got all this other stuff I've got to do. There's, well, I would, but I don't know who to talk to, or there's something else in the way, so therefore I can't. Raise your hand. Yeah, and some of you thinking about it, some of you not sure. You get what I'm doing here, right? So we could take the whole call around this. This time is gold for you. What are you doing today and tomorrow? And then we'll tally it up later, right? And also, are you thinking, you know, hey, there's like a lot of pressure on me right now because I'm supposed to do it. Like, anybody thinking pressure? Just notice that. No, it wasn't. Yeah, some of you, right? So what's happening elsewhere in your company? When you're like, what if it could be something different than that? What if it's, wow, I have an opportunity here. Wow, I can lead in this community. Wow, now that my attention is brought to it, I can just do like, I mean, Christine's not the only one, but I love her story. There's many, many people who've done such amazing things with the High Ticket Virtual Retreat over the past number of years. But I love Christina's story because she's working in a barbershop. She had no sense of what she would even do. And she landed that sale like by the next day. So it gives me courage because I'm like, well, she could do it. When we have that thought, if she can do it, I can do it. Because I even have some idea of what I want to offer. And then use all the resources of high ticket virtual retreat to do so, right? It's a great chance to, like, maybe it's just, wow, I can't even remember what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to take an hour and listen to it. Then I'm going to call somebody up. Like, I'm just going to take 2 hours out of my day, and there's this other thing I was supposed to do, but I'm going to move it out of the way for now. I'm going to ask them to reschedule that dinner, or I'm going to ask somebody else to help me out to get that, you know, cleaning done in the barn, or I'm going to do, you know, and then the energy that goes into this time gets to go into your year as well. All right. So anything wanting to be said from that little, one last thing I want to say, one of the things that I learned at Peak Potentials, they taught us this over and over and over again until it came out of our ears, but for good reason. They say, you know, they said, well, if you're a real warrior, they had a lot of warrior energy. It's a lot of it, go, right? If you're a warrior, do you think a warrior goes to the finish line? What do you think? Do they go to the finish line? That's what I said too. Like, when they asked us that, I'm like, I think so. I don't know. Tell me the answer. That's what I felt at the time. But they said, no, a warrior doesn't go to the finish line. A warrior goes through the finish line, right? It's like you see a marathoner, you know, and they're like, and they end up, they're sprinting through the finish line. They don't start slowing down and then just, well, you know, I didn't quite make it. It's just a few yards ahead. We're at a finish line right now. And if how you do anything is how you do everything, what you decide to do in these next couple of days is like energy setting. Do you know what I'm saying? You've got an opportunity in front of you. What you decide to do with it is totally up to you, your life and your company. You have an opportunity these next couple days. What would it mean for you to go through the finish line? What would it mean for you to show up as a leader? What would it mean for you to, in the Bhagavad Gita, so that's, you know, the yoga tradition draws on the Bhagavad Gita, because it's not my spiritual tradition, but there's lots to learn from that. And they're like, they say, do your duty and be unattached to the outcome. What is it that, maybe there's five people that I could call. And maybe I can't call all five of them, but I'm going to call the top three. Maybe I can't call three of them. Maybe I'm only going to call one. Maybe I can't think of five people to call, but I can think of one, so I can call them. Maybe they'll throw tomatoes at me, but I'm going to learn something. You know? So do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. The warrior goes through the finish line. How do you plan to spend today and tomorrow? All right. So from this little, yeah, go ahead, Mary Kay.
Well, going through the finish line, that makes me want to ask you, can we have an extension?
Ah, so interesting. No one has ever asked before. Not once. Really interesting. I love that.
Well, I think you've already extended it once.
But, I have.
But.
Well, you know, here's the thing. No one has ever asked, right? Isn't that interesting? In years, all the years of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, no one ever asked. And I actually was decided that I wasn't going to. I'm like, we get there or we don't. That's what I had decided. I promise you. I talked to people on the team about it. However, nobody's ever actually asked. And let me just think. How many think that you would like that and appreciate that and actually something would happen in your company that would be different? I'm not saying that I will, but if we gave an extension, how many think something different would happen? Raise your hand. I want to see. I want to see really clearly. Okay. Right? How many think that it would not be good? And it's just like, let's just see what we can do to cross this finish line. Hands up. Anybody? Steve, go ahead. Steve, so Steve, you're the only one with your hand up there. So say something. This is really important.
So, how do you do it? I think, although I'd love to have a better chance to win the game.
Yeah.
There's something about a deadline that causes us to act in ways perhaps that we wouldn't, to maybe be bolder. I have a conversation later this afternoon with a potential, it's actually a coordination of coaches for a potential big ticket client. I know I'll land that client, whether I land, you know, I'm almost 100% sure I can't land him before tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I know that I will be pushing forward to see what I can do.
Right. Right.
Whenever that, you know.
So that's
the only downside of, you know, just agreed. Saying, well,
can't just always move it.
Just keep pushing out. Just keep pushing it out.
Absolutely. Agreed. That's why I did extend it once already because I was off grid. I was not going to extend it again, but this is an important conversation because this is happening in your company all the time, right? This is happening in your company all the time. Now, so give me 1 second here. Here's a decision I'm going to make around this. And I want everybody, when Steve Ray said, I wanted everybody to hear that because it's really super important what he said. And also nobody's ever asked. And I do remember at Peak Potentials, it was a really important learning. There was a really important, like really hard task that they asked us to do. And our group was failing. We did lots of things that we wanted, but our group was failing. And I will never forget because the person who was helping us do it said, sometimes the universe just helps you out. And they made a slight bigger opening and a couple of ropes that we had to get through, whatever it was. It was like weird stuff that I did over there. And we met the goal. Now, yes, we got some help, but we met the goal. No one has ever asked, and I really encourage you guys both to ask questions. I want to encourage you guys to ask questions and to assume that the universe is behind you. That's the opening series. So here's what we're going to do. Take very much into advisement what Steve said. We can't always just bump it back. It is not going to be. Oh, goodness. I'm going to need all the lines. Whoa. All right. So you all heard that. That was just punctuation of it's not going to move again after this. All right. It will not move. We will win or lose. And it's okay not to, like, it's okay to do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. That's part of what we're learning here, too. We'll make it through or we won't. I don't know what's going to happen, but here's what I'm going to do in order to encourage asking, because it's like sometimes we just need to ask and it can be hard to ask. And no one in the history of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat has ever asked. So here's what we're going to do. I was not planning to do this. I told team members we were not moving that deadline, but I'm going to change my mind on that because you asked. Because you asked. It was not going to move. But Mary Kay asked, I want you guys to be unafraid to ask because the universe sometimes will bend. But then it's not going to, but then we're going to listen to Steve after that. Like, it is not moving after that. What we'll do, it was tomorrow. We're going to move it to Friday. So it's not moving it very much. I will give you a couple extra days. Does that sound fair? And Steve is nodding too. I'm looking at Steve especially because he was like the dissenting voice over there. So Friday. All right. Only because Mary Kay asked. And I want you to know that you can ask the person. So go ahead and ask the person that you don't think will have a strategy session with you. Ask, you don't know what they'll say. Sometimes they're going to say yes. I didn't know I was going to say yes until that this happened. But you, if you carry enough yes energy, it can carry the day. And with Mary Kay's did, even in the face of Steve's dissension. You get that? So don't be afraid to ask, right? And I'm so glad you mentioned that, Steve, because that's what was on my mind. Right? So watch how you're playing. And if we continue to bump it back, that would be disastrous and we'd be doing an anti-game. But I'm going to do it only because Mary Kay asked. It's a couple extra days though. So now it's even more incumbent upon you, especially if you go, well, I couldn't do it. I don't have time. I'm sorry. I could have done it if it was Thursday. Now you are on the hook again. And now you have a little more time to plan. It's not just today and tomorrow. You got till Friday. Friday at midnight, I've got to put that on my calendar. Game ends. I can't believe I did that. I was not going to do that, but I did. And other people are going to say yes to you that they didn't know they were going to say yes. Notice that, right? The game ends Friday at midnight. You have been given an opportunity. And how are you going to, I want to say fight for it. I don't use that kind of language very often. It sounds combative. But I mean it in the best possible sense of the word, translated into your own language. What are you going to do to make it happen? How are you going to use this time? This time doesn't come again in 2020. We don't do the game again for another year. How are you going to lean in? How are you going to show up? How are you going to lead? How are you going to connect with others to make it happen? How many phone calls can you have between now and Friday? And I think it's worth it also because I haven't been on a call with you for a couple of weeks. It's worth it for this reminder of how important this is for your company and for your life. It's worth it for that reminder. And so you get a chance. We just 1, 2, 3, like we doubled the number of days, more than doubled the number of days you have to make something happen. So what is it that you want to do with this precious opportunity, all right? So I want to just tie a bow on this part. There's so much I want to share with you today, but this is our last call while we are still in the game. So last one, afterwards, we're seeing what happened and consolidating. So I want to just hear from one or two of you, just a sentence or two. What did you learn about yourself? What did you notice in this training in and around the game? It might be, I hate that you extended it and I don't like that, or it's not going to make any difference, or it might be, wow, I've got an opportunity here, or it might be listening to Mary Kay and Steve, I thought about what's going on in my gut. Like, it could be 100 different things. What did you notice that's the gift for you that will help you in your company and your life? It's a game and we're playing it here, we're playing it always in our companies. You know, Teresa, you're right in the center of my screen. And you look so like you're thinking. And I would love to hear what's behind that.
How I was raised never to play games. So I can play, love to play, but when it's an organized game with rules, we were never allowed to play those.
Wow.
Because there were winners and losers, and she didn't want to deal with that. So my experience playing games with rules is like, okay, it's not comfortable.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I knew there was gold there.
Yeah.
Not comfortable. Everything we want is always, you know, just outside our comfort zone. And see, I know you guys know that, right? And like, how do we get out of the box that we're in? Well, the instructions for how to get out of the box are on the outside of the box. You just got to get outside the box, right? To figure out how to get outside the box. And so, and to me, the best of entrepreneurship, the best of building our companies, it really is a game. There's different ways we can look at it, but it's a game. And so how am I going to engage in that game? And also, do I have a mindset of, wow, well, you know, when I'm playing the game, somebody's got to lose and that's going to be bad. And what am I carrying then into my company if it's like, well, maybe it's just got to be hard work then if I'm not allowed to play in that way, or playing has too many high stakes and actually people lose their more. Or there's a wealth of gold about how your mind may be working, and it would take a deeper dive to see more layers of that, but each of us has something like that going on that could be the very thing that's stopping that next conversation. You're just like one conversation away. You know that, Teresa? You're one conversation away from that high ticket, that next high ticket sale. For each of us, like the high ticket, that next high ticket sale of somebody who will engage in our work at the highest level that we get to serve. Thank you for sharing. I knew there was gold there. Thank you. Let's hear one more. What's one more piece that you take home, that is your takeaway from this piece about how we're playing the game? We'll unpack it more on March the 26th. That was a real surprise to me. Like, surprises happen in games. I would have bet money that that was not going to happen. But Mary Kay asked. One more thing. What did you learn in this for you? Mary Kay?
I didn't actually ask directly. And that was, I noticed that as you're saying that, I thought, I didn't ask her directly. I just said that it made me think about it. And I thought, that's a pattern for me.
Huh. Now, I heard you asking, but maybe somebody else would not have. Interesting. I heard you loud and clear saying, I'm asking, can we, you know, is an extension possible? But you're right, it was a soft ask. And maybe sometimes people aren't even hearing you, and there's somebody who might have said yes if it was stated just a little bit more directly. Great notice. That could be your next sale. All right. Thank you so much for this. Anything anything bubbling up, and Dottie, I just saw Dottie, she's got a note. I moved Saturday, huge endeavor. Congratulations, Dottie. I don't always see the chat, but it's in capital letters. It happened to catch my eye. Congratulations. All right. I think it's like I'm moving on Saturday. So, you know, all best with it. So anything else bursting to be said without which we cannot go forward? All right. So today I do want to do a bit of consolidation. There's a bit of, because we've got a lot going on our campus right now, bit of consolidation around the high ticket virtual retreat and the game Last Chance on the Court, to see where we are in the middle of the court. Last Chance, right? So wanted to do that. And then also, we've had a lot going on to serve and support you on our campus. So we're in the middle of the Abundance Series, of course. So what are the practices that we have? And we've been in this call sussing out some of our mind practices. By virtue of the game, we'll pull them out, right? So what are the practices that we have, like Teresa, about I'm not even supposed to play a game according to stories that I've been given. So what is this to engage in this now, right? So what are the practices that we have that serve us or don't serve us? And how can we use the pause? And we talked about that. How can we use the pause to find a space for abundance. Because if we're just running around doing all the stuff and not even thinking, we might be, Mary Kay might have a too, I don't know if this is the case or not, but might have a too soft ask that people can't hear to the next 40 people. And nobody said yes, but if she's paused and took time like she did right now, the pause, and went, wait, I might be able to, then it might be, you know, the next 40 that say yes, or it might be the next one or whatever it is. Like these, the game of entrepreneurship is won in the small moves. If you understand what I'm saying, raise your hand. Did you get that? That's a little subtle. It's, yeah, you all, yeah, I can only see three of you right now. You all raise your hand. Okay, so that's great. It's in the nuanced detail that everything moves. All right, so High Ticket Virtual Retreat, and then also the Abundance Series, the practice, and then the pause, and then how we envision. We were talking about that just a couple weeks ago, and envisioning in a way, do you remember that acronym TRUST? Envisioning in a way that actually works. A lot of people put a vision board up, and it does the opposite. How do we allow that to really work? We'll probably do a little bit more on that. We'll round up that conversation next time when I see you on March the 26th. So lots going on with the Abundance Series and with the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. Then there's another piece, and I haven't seen you since our full day of Yoga for Entrepreneurs. So I want to take just a minute, and also you've had a chance to be with Marie. So again, lots to serve and support you over the last few weeks. So I want to take just a couple minutes, because we're at a crucial time. By 3 weeks from now, we'll forget, right? And you've got that call coming up with Marie next week as well. Let's talk about Marie first. So I can only see three of you right now. Were you able to make it to the call with Marie? No judgment. Doesn't matter. I'm just wondering. Were you there? All three of you were there. Fantastic. All right. And I don't know if, you know, Dottie, Sergio, Wendy, Marla, I don't know if you're nodding or not, if you're listening to the recording, but everyone here was there. And Sergio, were you there as well? Yes, actually, yeah, good. Okay. So I would love to hear one aha from that call. How did that go? I was just talking to Marie about it yesterday, and I was hearing some wonderful things. What was your takeaway from the call with Marie? It might be a particular point that you remember. It might be an energetic of coming to that call. It might be something of your experience even being on that call with Marie. What would you like to share here? One, if we take even one nugget, I know it was a whole week ago, a million things have happened since then, but if we can take even one nugget from everything that we do and get that, land that, and put it into action, it changes everything. So who would like to share? Yeah, Barb, thank you.
The some will, some won't, some... Yes, WSWSW.
I have to look. Some will, some won't, so what? Someone's waiting. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know, that is so important. I was just training someone last week. I was at an event, but there was somebody who needed help with sales. Her problem was that she was closing all of them. She wasn't asking enough people. We've got some people on our campus that are like that too. It's like, we need to reach out and try more. And so she was so stuck on, she's only asked this many people and they've all said yes, and she was all tight. And when I was teaching her about SWSWSWSW and some other pieces, she burst into tears. It's like, oh my goodness. She was totally blocked, even though there was apparent success. Totally blocked because she was so afraid to even ask the next person. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. Who could I talk to today that I might be able to help starting today? Thank you, Barb. I love that. One more. Anyone else want to share? Just one nugget from the call with Marie. Anything you'd like to share? I love the SWSWSWSW. Okay, double thumbs up. That's good enough for me. Helpful? Yeah, I found some insight there. Okay, and it's a really great thing to do too, to like, what's my one aha? What's my one thing that I want to take away? Because then it builds and builds. I know it was already a whole week ago, right? I want to do the same with the yoga for Entrepreneurs. Some of you were there live. Some of you may have, I'm not even sure. Did the recording go up yet? It's not my part of the company to get that posted. If it has not yet, and you're trying to access it, just send me, just text me and I'll make sure that the team is on that to post it. Cause we've got a couple extra pieces that we need to do to post it. So just let me know. So Yoga for Entrepreneurs. Yoga is not what we think it is in the West. Most of you had not even heard of Patanjali. And all, the 196 sutras, only three of them are about the postures. We did some work in the postures and some phenomenal openings talking about what even happened in the postures. We did some yoga breath work, and we also started to understand the yamas and niyamas, which are the foundation of yoga. So, we remember we broke you up into groups, and where you could really investigate every single one of those yama niyamas has a consequence for our companies. And the one that you know is ahimsa, nonviolence, non-harming. If I get into a strategy session, and people do this, but I don't have nonviolence, non-harming toward that person in front of me first, I might accidentally try to push them into something that's not right for them because I think I'm supposed to make a sale, for example. Or if I, in the yoga practice, I push my body too hard, or maybe you run or do Tai Chi or whatever it is, then I hurt myself, and then I'm like off the game because I pushed. Maybe I'm being violent toward myself. And I think I'm going to do like 20 calls in 3 hours, and then I collapse from exhaustion, whatever it is. That's just one piece of what the yogis teach us. So I'd love to hear, and then how they work synergistically together. We've only just started, barely scratched the surface of that. We haven't even talked about how tapas and ahimsa work together. It's probably the next Yoga for Entrepreneurs. I'll tell you about that. But I just want to remind you a little bit of what we were doing at Yoga for Entrepreneurs for those who are there. And I would love to hear from at least one, maybe two of you. What do you remember from Yoga for Entrepreneurs? What stays with you when we're consolidating? It's just like we're having a cup of tea and trying to pick up an object going like, oh yeah, I remember that was there. Interesting. I don't know what to make of it, but, or there was that aha. I didn't know that the sutras were that important. Or when we're practicing and when we're moving our bodies, so much, you know, energy or emotion moving through me, I didn't know. Or whatever it is, I don't know. What is it that you took, as we're talking about it now, from Yoga for Entrepreneurs? One thing. If we take one thing from everything in the accumulation of a year, everything changes. That could be the thing, right? From this whole exercise, like, what is my one thing? Think about it now. Yeah, Mary Kay.
The part that I took the most was that, I guess, the realization that part of my heart or side and body, sort of embodying it, part of my heart is interfering with the loving presence that I teach, and that I had focused so much on it being injured rather than that it could reach out.
See, sometimes these things are going to feel like, well, why does that matter? Matters completely, because if I'm thinking of my heart only as something that's injured and I'm not reaching out, this could be exactly connected with the observation you just had about the strong ask. Could you all hear that? Could you hear that? Can you hear what I just said? That if I'm only thinking about a heart that's injured and I'm not thinking about it opening and reaching out, and it's ironic because your whole work is about loving presence, and we teach what we most need to learn and understand at deeper and deeper levels. So it's so crucial to your work. I'm only dealing with an injured heart. Which client will I attract? What's going to happen to my own heart? And what's going to happen to, like, is there something of a contraction there? And sometimes these contractions happen at just micro levels, but it's all in, you know, business is all in the nuance. So a small contraction of not a big ask. And Mary Kay, is that making sense to you? Yeah. And removing these small contractions removes obstacles. And it might be just that small nuance of somebody who might have said yes, but not quite. And it really is somebody you could serve. They're your ideal client. But just clearing out those blockages, and that person, instead of saying no, says yes, we gain skill. Or we're in front of an audience and the people who are going to take that free gift, or they weren't going to, but now they do. Huge, huge shift. It's in the subtle moves. Thank you, Mary Kay. Beautiful. Let's hear one more. Yoga for Entrepreneurs. What did you take from that? Anyone else? Who else would like to share? Mary Kay, if you could mute as well. We're hearing a little background noise. Thank you. Not afraid of the pause. Because I want us collectively to think back to it. And if you haven't been there yet, Steve, I know you were off on a beautiful adventure, right? So, Okay, so here's your home play. After each call, right? And after each experience, what is your one thing? And I want to land one teaching here that this changed my life when I started doing this a couple of years ago. I don't do it every time. I will tell you I'm not completely consistent about it. But when I've had a one-on-one call with somebody or when I've done a training, or I will do a recording. Sometimes it's just a two-minute recording. I'll just pick up my phone. I've got my voice recorder on it. And I will record a memo to myself about the most important things from that thing. I can get down in 2 minutes way more than I can write in 2 minutes. And I can hear the expression. I can hear the inflection of my voice. Wow, when that happened, that was freaking cool. And then I was a little scared when that happened. But, you know, like on a page, I'm not going to get that nuance. I really want to remember this one piece because, man, that moved my world. I will hear my own voice back to myself. And then if it's an entire day, in the moment, right afterwards, I know what happened. I know what was moving for me. And then, like, this is a really great example. Like, a lot happened at the Yoga for Entrepreneurs. Oh, my goodness. Like, opening after opening. It was really beautiful. And then a couple of weeks later, I was like, what was that again? Really good. And it's just, it means we're human. So I did a 4 minute recording after that day. I was listening to it again. And I'm like, right, that happened. I totally forgot. And then that happened. Right. And I want to ask, I forgot I even wanted to ask you guys about it. Right. So a really great thing to do, a 2 minute recording. If you're doing strategy sessions, I highly, highly recommend it. And often my strategy sessions, they take more than one call. What was at the heart of that call? If I'm meeting with them a week later, I might not remember the nuance of that conversation, but I'll remember what was most important to me. And then I can say, and it might, maybe they're about to, maybe their cat's been sick. Maybe they're about to move. I won't always remember that detail, but I will remind myself, I will take the time. I care enough to like take that, make that recording about it. The next time we're on the call, I'm like, how's your cat? Right? It's connection. So. Strong encouragement to do that. You could do that. You could start that after today's call. Like, what was the most important thing for me? Give yourself a little 2 minute recording. Do it after you speak. Like, what do I want to remember for next time? What did I love about this? Be gentle with yourself, right? After the next strategy session, so that you've got documentation, so that you can go to the nuance of things, right? So, really glad to have that opportunity to give that training. And then I would love for you to. It won't take long. If we had 2 minutes, things would pop up around what happened at Yoga for Entrepreneurs. Like, what did happen? What was the most important to me? So I encourage you to take those 2 minutes. And can I get a volunteer to post on in the Facebook forums? Like, here's what, and again, like, am I willing to be visible there, right? Here's what I remember from Yoga for Entrepreneurs that mattered to me. Because then you'll be able to use that and access that in your company and in your life. Anyone willing to post that for me? Who's willing to post that? And it could be that, hey, you could even do a variation on that. It could be Steve even, right? Okay, for instance, he wasn't even there. Hey, I wasn't at Yoga for Entrepreneurs, and I can't listen to it for the next like month or whatever it is, but I would love to know what you guys learned. So any one of you could take this on, right? Like, I can't remember what I learned. I would love to know what you guys learned so I can start implementing something of that in my life, even though I wasn't there. So who is willing to make a post, just a quick post on the Facebook forum saying something that recalls the Yoga for Entrepreneurs that consolidates it further? Because there was a lot moving in that day that we did together. Who's willing to make that post? Thank you, Barb. Fantastic. All right. Really good. So today's call, where I want to go to from here, and again, our conversation will be, we'll start here. We're going to do some more around that acronym TRUST and how we envision in ways that actually land, that actually make the mark today, and probably some more of it at the next call. But I did ask you to read pieces of Science of Getting Rich for today to review that. Did you remember that? Who, and no judgment, who remembered and actually got to the Science of Getting Rich? Raise your hand. Who remembered but didn't get to it? Raise your hand. Who totally has no idea what I'm talking about? Be bold and brave. Thank you, Steve. All right. So I wanted to return to the Science of Getting Rich because there's so much about creating abundance in our lives in this book, and I still recall Steve's too. It's like, wow, there's some piece of it, and I can't even read this stuff. But then how can we, when we have a block like that, how can we cut through it? And sometimes for us, it's not going to be, maybe it's not going to be for Steve, or maybe that could have been Teresa, or, you know, whatever, right? Teresa was the opposite, I think. You know, Teresa, I think you were hearing what was going on in this more easily, if I recall correctly, right? It was connected with, yeah. So sometimes that resource just isn't for us. It was somebody else's gold. That's fine, right? But sometimes there's resources that we can get so much out of, but something is blocking us from hearing it. So that's what I still recall. That's what happened with Steve. And it's like with the shift of one word, there's gold here that could make a tremendous difference in our companies. I really don't waste my time. The company has grown tremendously. My life has grown tremendously. And I've read this book at least 5 times and I don't waste my time. So I really do think there's something just profoundly important in this book. And whether you like the film The Secret or not, whether you think it's stupid or wonderful, it's touched a lot of lives. And this is the book behind that whole movement. This is the book that the filmmaker read. Your daughter said, read this, it might help. And it sparked a whole lot. There's a lot of movement that's come from here. So here's what I think I'd like to do. Do you all have your copy of The Science of Getting Rich somewhere where you can access it? Yes, okay, great. Oh my goodness, I just realized I've got my wrong copy in front of me. I got two, this is my old copy. Your copy looks different. Okay, here's what I want to do, because I know you probably didn't take a look right away. I want to, let me see, I can't tell whether those who are not visual right now are able to speak or not. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break you up into rooms, and you might be in a room with somebody who's not here, because it looks to me like Marla is here, but she might not be here. All right. So if you might end up this time around in a room of one, that's okay. It doesn't matter to me. All right. We're going to take just 2 minutes, and I'm going to give each group, and again, you might be in a group of one, or maybe all three of you that I can see you're going to end up in. We're going to just trust the random. All right. And I want to give you a couple chapters, because I want to get to, just like we were getting to, well, what was it for us at Yoga for Entrepreneurs? What is the essence of that chapter of Science of Getting Rich? So that, just like we did it, at Yoga for Entrepreneurs, understanding the yamas and niyamas, I want to understand, just try to grasp what this book is even talking about that could really move the needle for us, right? And I think I said to you, we're going to talk about chapters 4 to 6 and 7, and then 7 to 11. I think that was it. Is it going to be too ambitious for us today? I don't think so. Let me see. We've got 1, 2, 3, at least 4 of you here. Let's see. Do I want to break you up into groups? No, I think we're just going to do this silently because I can't tell who's here and who's not. We're going to do it like this. We're going to do it as an individual exercise. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to dive into your own copy. All right. And, you know, there's one of the best ways to do it is to start with the questions at the back of the book. This version of the text has wonderful questions to help focus. Right. So I want you to take, how are we going to do this? I'm seeing different ones of you at different times here. Let's do it like this. I'm going to go like this. Barb, chapters 4 and 5. Steve, chapters 6 and 7. Wendy, chapter 8 and 9. Mary Kay, if you're still here, chapters 10 and 11. I want you to just take 2 minutes and see what's the most important thing in this chapter. I'm going to get a minute to tell people what this chapter is about, why it's important. Right? So just take 2 minutes to 1 minute per chapter. Can we do that? Do your best to start with the questions. We'll take 2 minutes. Do your best to grasp the essence of that chapter. I'll give you 3 minutes, all right? 3 minutes, and then we'll come back and we'll do our best and we'll work together. But you're going to lead that part of it. Do you all understand what you're trying to do? Okay, so dive in. You got 3 minutes. Go ahead. Okay. Just finishing up your last thought and remembering that wherever you got to in 3 minutes with a couple of chapters, this is not a test, right? This is just notice what might be happening in your mind. And there's one person who spent a little bit more time. You've each hopefully read the book. If you haven't yet, this is a reminder to go back and finish reading it. Gave it to you for a purpose. I think there's so much wealth of wisdom in this book for our companies and our lives. And so we have one person who's gone into that particular chapter a little bit more, but we can all dive into those chapters, and we're just going to start to work our way through these chapters of the book as much as we can today, and then we'll pick up the conversation about abundance next time. Oh my goodness. And we'll make sure, I almost forgot, oh my goodness, and it was right at the top of my page. There are some really great questions on deck that I want to make sure we get to. So Mary Kay, you posted some magnificent questions. They were at my top of the, I was planning to do them right at the beginning of the call and I didn't. So sometimes when I go out of order here. Actually, you guys take one more minute, because I've put the questions in a different place here. So let me just find the questions. So you guys take one more minute with your chapters, please. I might have to call it my virtual version. Okay. 1 second, because I'm going to have to call up. I've got answers that are even written out here. So give me 1 sec. Thanks, guys. So stay with your chapters while I'm doing this. Thanks. Okay, I've got the virtual versions of the questions now here. Okay, I keep postponing the video of the pause. It's going to be on the last call of the series. And thank you for the reminder, Mary Kay. All right, let's dive into the science of getting rich. We're just going to spend a couple of minutes on this because I do need to get to Mary Kay's questions as well. You posted some great questions here, Mary Kay. All right, let's start, and we'll complete this process with science of getting rich next time. So, Barb, what's chapter 4 about? What's chapter 5 about? What grabbed your attention? And then we'll build, we'll just take a minute or two over each of these chapters. And again, we could spend, I could teach on this a whole week easily, but I just want us to dive in, remember that it's there, and get something from each of these chapters. What did you think chapter 4 was about?
Well, chapter 4 is entitled The First Principle in the Science of Getting Rich. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. We live in a thought world, and this world is a part of a thought universe. Behind, there is one thinking substance from which and by which all things are made.
Okay, now I'm going to pause you there because you're at the really crucial part, and that's page 22, right?
Yes.
This is such a core of the book. And we spoke about this back in November, I think it was. And this was about, I think we Grace's husband, who, you know, family moved from India and envisioned it and like made or and made something just so much bigger. And they envisioned it and caused it to be true by the force and power of their thought. Right. So and read that part, Barb, because it's like it's at the heart of the whole book. That's why I wanted to start in chapter 4.
The three principles there on 22?
Yes, please.
There's a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. And it goes on to say that we must lay aside any other concepts. And the thing that sort of grabbed me, it's on page 23, do not listen to arguments against this idea. Do not go to churches or lectures where the contrary concept of things is taught or preached. So that's a problem.
And you know what? Like, you take from this what you love the most. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what do I love here? What do I love here? What do I love here? What I love about what's being said here is the supreme confidence and one-directedness of it. It's like the focused attention of the mind in Shavasana. I am, so the intentionality behind this that I hear is there is this substance, there is something, a higher self, whatever you want to call this, God, the universe, something behind us that it's not just us here, there's something bigger going on, and that what we think, the universe can then thereby like produce it back to us. And that if we just go, well, maybe that's so, maybe that's not true. I don't know if that's the case. Let me read all these other things that say that it's, you know, maybe so, maybe not. We end up with this maybe energy. So what is it to, and like, we could dive into the details of, is there a system of thought that would completely contradict this, that would, you know, and we could go crazy with the philosophy of it. But what if I just imagined for the moment that I can, I'm just going to mute your line, Barb, just a little bit of background noise. So it's okay, I got it. What if I just imagined that I can think something, and because I can think something, I can create it, and the universe has the wherewithal to create that thing that I imagined. And if I go, yeah, but I can't create that. I mean, imagine people thinking, well, we're going to fly to the moon. Yeah, right. It's sometimes hard to remember that. Fly to the moon? Are you kidding me? We thought it, so we did it, all right? And the power that gives for us as entrepreneurs is huge. So chapter 5, we're not going to get through all of this, so I gave you each chapter. We won't get to all of them. We'll make it to just maybe one more, a couple more chapters, and we'll continue this next time around. So chapter 5, Barb, what was that one about?
Well, increasing life. And what grabs me is, it is the desire of God that you should get rich.
Everything
is naturally there for you.
How you said that gave me an idea of how we're going to do this, because I want to make sure I dropped off Mary Kate's questions. My bad. And I want to make sure that we can get to them, right? So I'm going a little faster than I might have. But the way you said that gave me an idea of how we can do this. You've got something of your chapter. Let's just do a really brief overview rather than going deeper into chapter 5. Good enough for chapter 5. Let's hear just in a sentence, chapter 6, chapter 7. Let's see what happens here if we do this. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Barb. I love that because you summarized it so quickly and beautifully. Chapter 6, was that Steve?
It was.
Chapter 6, chapter 7, just a sentence about what the essence of it's about.
That you want to increase the value of, you want to provide a much higher value than you charge for your service or for your goods or whatever it is. And similarly, you know, the wages, you need to make sure there's a fair wage for your workers. And by doing that, everybody is lifted up.
Beautiful summary. There is an ethics behind this book. We build, and if eWomen Network, I'm a member of eWomen Network, I love their slogan of lift as we climb, that as we do our work, the world is up-leveled. Thank you, Steve. Chapter 7.
Chapter 7. Gratitude keeps you connected to that universe by keeping you positive.
Mm-hmm. We'll dive more into that next time as well. So the importance of gratitude in this whole process is more than we can say here. Love it. Chapter 8. Who's chapter 8? You've all rearranged on my page. Was that you, Wendy?
It is. So I wrote down, know what you want and be incredibly specific about it. So as you vision, know what you want and be specific.
Yes. Good. And Steve, could you mute, please? And thank you for the summary. Beautiful, Wendy. Yes. Chapter 9.
I loved chapter 9. He's talking a lot about that you don't need to use your willpower to make things happen, but the only thing you need to use your willpower for is to stay focused in the vision of what you want.
Hmm. Thank you. Yes, I've never done this with a group before, but I love this. Like cliff notes of what this is about, and each chapter is so important to move us forward. Thank you. Yes, where are we? Chapter 10? Where did we just get to? 6, 4, 5, 6, 7. Are we on chapter 10 now? Chapter 10. And that's, who's up next? Chapter 10? Mary Kay, thank you.
Chapter 10 would be talk, think, act, and carry your body as if you were rich.
Thank you. Beautiful brief summary. Chapter 11.
Chapter 11 is be creative and jump ahead to the bigger part of you.
I don't know about you guys. I've read this over and over again, and I've never read it in this way before, and I found that incredibly productive for me. Like, what's the essence of this book about what we need to do to manifest and create that thing that we want to create? What does the quality of our mind need to be? And Shavasana, first we create that clean slate, and then what can we fill our minds, hearts, spirits with in ways that will actually create efficient and effective action. All right, so that went faster than I expected, and we only have a couple minutes late. We're left. I'm obviously going to take the call a little longer. If you need to leave, and I'm the only one here teaching, you'll get it in the recording. But I want to make sure that we honor those questions that Mary Kay posted. All right, so I encourage you to go back to Science of Getting Rich, and we'll finish off this discussion and why it matters so much for our company. So you've got a few weeks to read and reread again. I've read it 5 times. It's made a big difference in my life and my company. So and Sergio, I got it. Thank you. So so questions. I want to get to Mary Kay's questions, and I want to see if I can, I don't know if I can see you guys and see the questions at the same time. So I would like to though, because otherwise I won't even know if any of you are still here. It'd be really nice to be able to see if you're still here. All right, here we go. I think I found the way to do it. All right. So first, what should I do for my third strategy call for a person who is interested but wants to work with me exclusively and not get on group calls? My offering has an unleveled VIP category where she gets private calls plus an exclusive 2-day clinic at her farm, in addition to group calls and a group workshop. She would be my first in my high-ticket year-long offer, so would get the starting calls to herself anyway. So here's a person who only wants private, it seems, but I want her to participate in the group calls. And then how does that strategy call work? If it seems like that there's these two things. Well, one of the things I want to say is we want to seed that in advance as much as possible. If there's a way that we teach it, those that can come in questions earlier on. And if you're in a follow-up call with her, it's like, I would be asking some questions of, have you ever found that you're trying to, go it alone and it's hard. Do you ever feel lonely on the journey? I'd be asking questions like that, right? Have you ever found that, you tried to do it yourself and you're trying to do everything all on your own and it's getting really exhausting? I would be, and if she's going, no, I let you, like, find out where she is around that, because we all need the power of the mastermind in order to up level. So if she doesn't know that yet, that's a piece of asking the questions to bring awareness to the pain that is there if she's trying to be the Lone Ranger. And that doesn't happen at the end of the call. That gets seeded way earlier in the questions, because if you go, well, and you're going to be on calls, oh yeah, but I don't like that. And then it becomes an objection. But if it's seeded earlier on, like, wow, that's right. I've tried to do it on my own. I realize that's one of the things that's holding me back. I didn't even realize that till we were having this conversation. Then it's like, remember when we were talking about how hard it is to do it on your own? Well, I'm so happy for you, because part of what we're doing is this, and here are the benefits of it in the language of something that she was looking for before. So that needs to be thought through beforehand to see what it is you're offering, how you're offering it is actually really going to serve you. If it is, if she's totally a Lone Ranger, then she will not work with other people ever at all, that could be a problem that needs to be sussed out, you know, earlier on. And but it's probably, if that is the case, that's probably something that's seriously holding her back. And that, you know, if she has ears to hear and is willing, there can be a huge breakthrough for her. Does that make sense? Is it helpful? Yeah, so how we see things earlier on by the questions we ask is crucial for all of us. So thank you for asking that. It's a really great question. Next question. On a strategy call, should I outline the subject matter of my virtual trainings? I think this may help explain what they will be learning about the foundations of loving presence, especially to people who've been working with me with lessons and techniques of horse training. How do I make it clear that my high ticket offering is different from before if they've worked with me before? The very first thing I'd ask is, well, what's the transformation? What's the transformation? Why is it different now? Why is it different now? What do you know about why it's different now? Are they in a different place? Is there some kind of up-leveling happening because they're in a different place? Do they have more access to you, or is there different access, or is there a different process? And when you know that this new transformation is priceless, they will hear it too. And I remember early on when I was working with one of the first people in this community, and she'd come from when I was not charging anything. I mean, I left university and I just wasn't charging much of anything really, you know? And I worked with her for a while, and then I had the courage to start charging, you know, what this work is worth. And she was like, it's about time, Michelle. I was wondering when you were doing that. This is seriously under, she didn't say that until after the prices were raised, right? So just to know that if it's an increase in price, sometimes they're there before you are, before we are. And also that it's never this, we never step in the same river twice, even if it were the exact same teachings. Let's say you offered it at 900, now it's being offered at 5,000, for instance, and it's the exact same thing. You are not the same. It is not the same. She is not the same. It is not the same. It might be you holding the value, but it's all about the transformation. What is it that they're looking for? And then the form, it just doesn't matter. You deliver it in the form that makes the most sense to you. And the offering, yeah, there's something in there about owning your voice. It's connected with what was happening earlier in the call here, Mary Kay. Owning your voice, owning the transformation, standing for it. These questions are all energetically related. Can you hear it? Yeah, you got it. You got it. I see Barb nodding too. Really good. Okay. Last one. Should I still offer my Loving Presence with horses online course? Well, a 909, this is such an important question. And thank you for staying, or if you're hearing my voice in the recording, this is a crucial question. And it so often stops businesses when they go in a way that's not helpful, all right? So the question is this: should I still offer my Loving Presence with Horses online course? Will a $999 online course help me reach more people who will move on to the high ticket offering? That's what other business trainings teach. I'd rather work with high ticket people. I mean, I think the answer is here in the question, all right? Perhaps. The course includes exercises I'll use for high ticket. I have reservations that people won't use, value, and understand the online course very well without more interaction with me. So do I keep the $9.99? Do I drop it? Will they actually get the transformation if they can't be as connected to me, right? So part of that is an editor. I am worried that they won't get the transformation, and it's not trusting that people will engage or not trusting the trainings that are there. It might be an editor. I would think about that, Mary Kay. Another part of it might be, well, I much prefer to dive in deep with people. They get all the things I teach at the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. They're people who are invested, who will take seriously the things that you're training on. They'll get better results. And that's where all of your questions says that that's where you want to be. So one of the very first questions I had asked about the $9.99 course is, do you love it? Do you love it? I mean, if you love it, if you don't love it, it's going to be hard to make it fly. And this one piece, this is why I said it trips people up so often. Early on, offering low ticket can get in the way of offering high ticket. Depends on the stage of the business. A lot of people think I'm going to start out Walmart and then I'm going to be Nordstrom's. doesn't work. We just get pigeonholed as Walmart. So instead, to have the confidence and the knowing of what this work is worth. And I, by the way, I'm looking over here because you guys are on my screen over here now. So if I'm looking over here, I'm seeing all your faces, okay? I look like I'm looking over here. It's weird, I know. All right, so having the confidence to offer at high ticket and then only bringing in low ticket later, sometimes even much later, and only if you love it. So I, you know, you're, it's not a cut and dried answer. So for some of you, if you're listening, and even for Mary Kay herself who asked this question, there's an it depends kind of answer. But I'd be looking to, do I love it? Man, like I am so on fire about this 997 course and I want to talk to everybody in the world about it. And I had these 10 people but then came to there into high ticket is a very different energy than, I don't know if I want to offer it. I don't even know if they're going to get the results. I love high ticket. And on the whole, that those in like all the headaches are in the front end. All the rewards are in the back end. Alex Mendosian, a fabulous teacher, taught us that at Peak Potentials. It's like, he said, it stopped me from that seven-figure business for 3 extra years. And we were like, cry me a river, Alex. But he's like, no, you guys are not hearing it. Because I didn't understand that I thought I had to create 90. I know you're not talking about a $97 thing, but $97 and $197. Then even the $999 thing can serve that function of low ticket. I mean, I need more people. More people need my attention. They're not as invested, so they need more of me instead of them to do the work. And then it's hard for me to build the high ticket, which is what I love and which is where I can craft and figure out exactly what my best offering is because I'm working with the best people who are getting the best results that can then filter down to the $997, so many, or the $999. So many people start with a small thing wanting to build and so many companies fail because all the headaches are there and it's hard to get going because all the headaches are there and it's missing the best people and there's something of non-big self. It's like, well, I can't quite charge that yet because I'm not quite ready even though I've been doing this work for 25 years. So I'll start with $297 or whatever it is. So there's a lack of confidence that's happening, a lack of owning it. That then has reverberations throughout the company. I'm not saying any piece of this might or might not apply to you, Mary Kay, but that often happens. And your question is all leaning toward, I really don't like that as much. I want to work with high ticket. Well, if you think about that 997 course, you know, you need, let's say you've got so it's a $1,000 offering and you got a $20,000 offering, just to give an example. It might not be those numbers, but for argument's sake. You need to go and find 20 of those $1,000 people or one person who is invested at the $20,000 level. And that one person is going to be a dream to work with. And then you have the resource of time to go find them because you're not busy serving all those 20 people over here. And to find those 20 people, you might have to talk to 5 times as many people. So you got to go talk to 100 people. And generally speaking, the strategy session model works for $2,000 and up. We will run out of time. It's fine when we're starting out, but if we're having strategy sessions for something under $2,000, unless we're doing it as a stepping stone short term or whatever it is, and we just want that first sale, and that could be possible for each of you, although I don't encourage it, just stand for it and own it and offer it $2,000 or up. $3,000 up, each one of you can do that. For some of you, it's $50,000, whatever it is, right? $100,000. But so all of my time and energy is going over here. There's something in me not trusting myself, so then I have even more work to do, and I've got to keep all these balls bouncing, and I am going to run out of time if I'm doing strategy sessions on a $1,000 model. I won't have time to talk to all those people. So then I have to be able to do it. If you think of practical applications, in the further away way, because I'm going to have to talk to more people, maybe virtually, and I have to get it through copy. And all those are higher level, like harder level skills than talking to a real live person with an eyes and two eyes and nose and a mouth. So I'm setting myself up for something that can be quite hard when I could do it the easy way. I've got a strong bias around that. I am not saying it cannot be done the other way. Many people have done it the other way, but I'm like, why not do it the easy way? And then reference everything that I say all day long at the high ticket virtual retreat. All those reasons that we do that. you know, I don't want to retrain that right here, right now. So for all those reasons, I don't encourage something, a low ticket can, and $999 is kind of on the border of, it's not, you know, a $97 thing, but it can get in the way of actually having the courage to put my stake in the ground and say, like, I'm doing this. And this applies to so many of you here. And if you feel like it doesn't apply to you, ask me a follow-up question, because it applies to everybody in our community, that there's something higher that I can be aiming at that I might be afraid to aim at. So I aim at the lower thing thinking it's going to be easier, but it actually ends up being harder. So great question, Mary Kay. Okay, so I had to go over to my virtual version of the questions to get that. And what I want to do now is just, we're going to wrap up the call. Again, thank you for those truly wonderful, wonderful questions, Mary Kay. Hang on, I'm just having a tech thing. I'm trying to make sure I can see all of you. There you are. Okay. So great, great questions. Thank you for a wonderful, wonderful call. I didn't know if any of you would be able to move your time today to the time we were meeting. So thank you for being here. It's always nice when you're here live. I would have done just as a recording for all of you if you couldn't make it. So and you'd get it in the recording. So great to interact with you and see you here. I'm going to miss you guys for the next couple of weeks while you're busy playing with Marie and each other. So keep posting questions. You can post a question today for the call we're going to have a couple of weeks from now. You can ask questions of Marie. You can ask in those private sessions you're having with Marie as well. Many, many places to get your questions answered. You can post in the Facebook forum and tag and text me. So the work continues, but I won't actually see you in this way for a few weeks as I'm busy doing that higher level work that always feeds right back into what we're doing, right? So we're going to close up this call. Multiple different pieces, consolidations and the science of getting rich, consolidation of yoga for entrepreneurs, little tips about doing the recording after calls, remembering what was happening in the Abundance series, the ahas from Marie and Yoga for Entrepreneurs. So much going on in this call today. It was kind of a catch-all of multiple different things that we were doing here today, and then Mary Kay's wonderful questions as well. We'll do the last bit to really land what it is to actually live and breathe and be in abundance, actually materially, not as an idea, on our next call. Really looking forward to seeing you guys on that call. We're going to wrap up the call today. What was your one thing? Always, we can just pick up one nugget. What was your one thing that your aha, your thing that's opening in you now, that it's, and when we have an aha, it's not just, sometimes it's an ooh ah, like Steve has said to us sometimes, and sometimes it's an aha, like this thing is changing who I am because I had not thought of it that way before. And whether it's at that, oh, this is interesting level, or that this changes the game, and don't think it, don't overthink it. What's your aha? And then what's your inspired action? So something from this call goes out and moves things in your world. And if we do that every time we meet, it's a whole different life, week by week and month by month. So Wendy, I can't see if you're here or not, so I'm going to go over to my right-hand corner here. Mary Kay, you're in my right corner. You're up first.
Well, my aha is that the more I do, the trickier it is to track the editor, because they're getting a little more subtle in what they're trying to prevent me from doing.
This is a fabulous observation, and this is a not your first rodeo observation. The editor just gets sneakier, but when you can find that subtle level editor and make that shift, it changes so, so much. So fantastic. Thank you. Beautiful. And what's your inspired action, Mary Kay?
I'm going to post about the wins.
And yes.
Find out how many and see if I can get more enthusiasm going.
Thank you. And then notice how you're saying that. I want to get more enthusiasm. It's like, well, what if it's already there and you just want to tap into it? Maybe the people are quietly enthusiastic. So mm-hmm. Notice your own mindset as you're saying that too, right? What if people just haven't been sharing it yet, but it's already inside them? I'm thinking of Jasmine holding up her sign, right? It's there and you just need to want to tap into it. That would be a nice shift for you in that, right? Thank you, Mary Kay. Love that. Barb, you're up.
Well, my aha is that the higher ticket offer can be easier than the lower ticket.
Thank you for hearing that.
I've always felt I've had to build from lower to higher. And yeah, being afraid to own that.
This could save you 6 months or more in the journey of your company. This can be the difference between a company that makes it and doesn't. This is huge. And this is why having those extra days in the game is crucial, because then it's like engaging all of that, and what that builds for our companies is another level of how important that is in building our companies. Thank you for noticing. Yes. And your inspired action.
Reread the Science of Getting Rich from Beginning to End.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. And I just realized, too, not everyone is here live on the call. Not everyone's going to know that it has been extended. So one of you, I would put, you're going to want everybody on board. Like, that's up to you guys. You asked for the extension. You got it. But go post and say, hey, Michelle said, and what are you guys doing? What do you want to do to rally the troops? We all need a team behind us. How effective are you at having people be engaged? And if not, go ask me a question about it. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. What's happening here? It's happening out there in the world too, right? So thank you, Barb. Love it. Beautiful. Teresa, you're up.
Was how I play the game. The word game, how that just bogged me down. Just
Really nice notice. Brilliant. I think this is this is huge for you. I think this is huge. This is just the tip of the iceberg of something really important, game changing for your company. So, and your inspired action.
I have a meeting with Marie next week.
Fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful step. I'm so happy you're meeting with her. She just freaking rocks. I love that woman. Marla, I don't know if you're in a place, you haven't spoken yet. I don't know if you're in a place where you can talk. I'm seeing you unmute, I think. But I'm not hearing her voice. Are you? Okay. So that's a wrap then. Have a fabulous few weeks. Remember that the game goes until Friday. How do you want to play the game between now and Friday? This could be game changing for your year, for your company, for your life, right? And tap into all the resources of the community here. And remember that I'm just a tag and a text away. And you can keep posting questions. If I get back to that call a couple of weeks from now and there are 50 questions posted, I'm going to be happy dancing. You can post a question every single day and we will get to all the questions one way, somehow, some way. So keep helping each other out. Keep engaging in the community. Have a fantastic couple of weeks, everybody. And I will enjoy your call with Marie next week, Thursday. And we'll reach out to me whenever you need something, and then be patient with me as I'm in different places on the planet. Have a wonderful, wonderful time, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.